As a group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning. Hello, and we are back with another episode of Café con Canela. Hi, Lila.
Hi, Sonia.
Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know, because why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I wasn't sure who was going to speak first, but, you know.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited because we are recording from a different location today, and it's going to be a common occurrence.
Yeah. This is going to be a Sunday thing because opening day is like right around the corner.
Yes, it is. So we were throwing around different ideas of what we were going to do, and we may have to take a little break from Café con Canela, like a summer break because of baseball season. But we will have something in mind, which we'll, you know, let you all in on later on. A little something to keep you occupied so you don't miss us too much.
Yes. Yeah, so like our days, our weekends, mm-hmm, are going to be spent a lot at the baseball field in preparation for opening day. Once opening day hits, well, shit, we're probably going to be here every day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe not you so much because you got, you know, I got kids and I got work. I can't use that excuse. So
well, I will say that, like, the Saturdays are going to be I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with my Saturdays. I may have to ask to take some off, and I'll just have to take days off, you know what I mean? Because I do also want to see my kids play, you know?
Right.
And I know that, like, I hate being rushed, so I'm not one that can just be like, okay, let me just go see my kids play, and then I'm gonna run back home and go work.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna want to do that. It's the summer. Like, I'm gonna want to be outside.
Right.
So
Or in the concession stand,
yeah. So I may just have to take some days off, which I'm okay with, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm just really excited that I actually get to enjoy some of my kids' games. And again, I'm just gonna be out there for a little bit, but, like, obviously I'm gonna be here with you.
Yeah.
At least this time
you don't have to worry about a team.
Yes.
And winning games.
Exactly.
Like, cheer.
I actually, the first year that I coached, I was like, okay, it's gonna be T-ball, so nobody's really worried about, like, if my team sucks or anything, you know? Luckily we won some games, but I was nervous because it's like they were being pretty competitive, the other coaches, so it's like, well, if they're being competitive, I have to be competitive.
And I think it just comes natural. Like, mm-hmm, you want to win.
Yes. So
you want to see your team beat some ass, you know?
So, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I just hope this season both of my kids
cooperate.
Yes. Listen.
Participate.
That would be great. Not too much.
And I think they will because they're older now.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to be the older ones on the team.
I know.
And so that might encourage. I mean, Ariel's always been pretty active.
Mm-hmm.
But it might encourage Eric to be like, oh, well, I'm the big one on the team. So, mm-hmm, let me show these little kids how to do it, you know? Because it's Jason's son's first year.
And
he's excited, but
I'm excited.
He's a baby.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them play. I love seeing little kids play. And I was telling George that. I'm like, oh my God, they're just so cute. He's like, I don't want any of that cute shit. He's like, our team has to win. I'm like, okay, but it can still be cute. This will be fun.
So, Yesenia, how has your week been?
I guess
the real question is, I want to know is, has scheduling vaccinations gotten easier or has it slowed down?
It's definitely picked up.
Oh,
You know, I really thought it was going to slow down, but then there was a situation with one of the sites that was doing the vaccinations, Loretto Hospital. Yeah, and they shut them down. Like, from one day to the next, they shut them down due to malpractice.
They were doing shady shit.
Yeah, so everybody that was scheduled there were told to call us at for United Center appointments. But the problem is that the United Center program is going based off of zip codes that have the highest number of COVID cases or people that are 65 and older. So a lot of these people did not
qualify,
meet the requirements.
Oh,
so it's a lot of upset people giving us a call saying, everyone's telling us to call you and, you know, we can't schedule it because even if we tried to schedule it, they'd be canceled automatically. So it's frustrating. It's really sad sometimes that we can't, people that are really sick, you know, that you know need it but are not 65 and older and are not in one of the zip codes. It's like, what can you do? But hopefully, I think hopefully next week we'll start opening it up to more zip codes. And I think there's going to be an event. I don't want to say think. There is going to be an event here in 60617.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be focused for 60617 people. And I want to say it's going to be in the South Deering area, which I will, as soon as I find out more information, we will definitely keep you posted and we'll definitely post that because we want to make sure.
Do you know if there'll be like age requirements?
I don't think so. When they've been doing they already took care of the senior weeks. There were senior weeks where it was 65 and older, which those are done already. We're the only one that I think is still doing 65 and older, United Center. But from what I understood, this event is going to be 18 and over. So maybe even 16 and over.
So today we're at the concession stand where we're going to be spending a lot of our time. We are getting it ready for opening day and I made carnitas.
Yes. And the remodeling is looking really good because they remodeled this whole place.
Yeah. And it's pretty much done. We're just waiting on one more counter and then everything's set up.
So how are your carnitas today?
I mean, they were good for me. I don't know how everyone else liked them, but they finished.
Let's ask our head of
baseball operations,
aka Hobo. How'd you like the tacos?
Way as he has a mouthful of food.
The pastor was delicious. Thumbs up.
And what
Thumbs
about up. The carnitas?
Carnitas, it could have been a little bit more brown. It was, you know, I prefer mine a little bit more
crispy.
Absolutely.
Right.
Everything, it's a thumbs up.
There you go. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do
on the board?
You know, I'm pretty much like the Boy Scout knife. If you look at a Boy Scout knife, you got a tool for everything. And that's me. I can do pretty much anything. I'll get on the field. I'll work on the field. I can get on the grill, help these ladies in the concession stand, whatever they need me to do. You know, I'm more than willing to help anyone.
But what is the head of baseball operations role?
Head of baseball operations primary duty is making sure that we have enough umpires on all these fields. So anywhere, we're probably doing about 4 umpires a day, 7 a week, 28 umpires. And sometimes it gets a little bit of hectic, you know, people aren't available. COVID was rough last year on us. So if not, then we got to start asking the board members. And I think Lila said she wanted to volunteer this year to help out.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. We can always use the more
walks.
The merrier.
Walks all day
more,
long.
More the merrier.
All inning walks.
That's what I primarily do. But like I said, I'm like the utility knife.
Well, thank you so much for all the work that you do. The field is looking amazing. They did a lot of improvements out here.
You know what? Let's turn the tables here for a minute. I know you have the canela and café.
Café con canela.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me take over for a minute. What are you ladies doing this for?
We're doing this for the community.
Also to provide exposure for people in the community that other people in the community may not know about.
I think that we get a lot of slack in the Facebook pages. People are really loud when it comes to complaints. But when it comes to praises or when it comes to great things in the community, they're very, very, they're not talked about. And that's the main focus of this, is to highlight great things going on in the community, highlight people that should be highlighted, people that are doing good things. And the Café con Canela was mainly focused more for like serious issues, serious matters, and highlighting Latinas, let's be honest, females, you know, give us a little praise. I think this segment that we're going to start doing during the summer, which we haven't really announced yet. But it's going to be a little bit more of the fun, comedic side of it. And
a lot of baseball talk.
Yes. But, you know, there's a lot of men out here that come out here and dedicate their weeks every single day.
And have been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve recognition.
And people
sure.
don't know who they are. If you're not in the Eastside Little League, you don't know who they are. So that's exactly why we're doing it.
That's a great job, ladies. And you know, like you said, there are guys who've been doing this for years, and there's some people who criticize these guys who've been doing it for so long. Mm-hmm. I take my hat off to those guys. But the ones that aren't, just want to criticize, hey, come on out. We can always use the help. See how hard these guys are working.
Exactly.
Thank you for your time.
Thank
Let me
you
get back
joining.
On the field. I got to go out and work.
So that was one board member that you got to hear from. As they walk in, because this concession stand is kind of like a kitchen, we'll get more people on to discuss what they do and their role on the board. Ooh, oh, look at this.
Look who just walked in.
Another guest.
What are we doing here?
we have a Vargas reunion in here.
Oh, hello there.
We just had Popo on.
I know, right? Popo. So Pete Vargas just joined us.
Hello.
Pete, what is your role on the board?
My role is I am the president of the majors field, majors division.
Are you really excited? Because this is the first time that you are president. Oh, last year you were minor.
Vice president.
Oh, vice president.
Vice president, okay. So I moved up.
Look at you moving up.
Yeah, I get to pop my collar a little bit.
How long have you been involved with the Eastside Little League in general? Playing, everything?
What is this? So I think 5 years, 4 or 5 years around there.
And did you play when you were a kid too?
Not
were
here,
you from
no.
the area or no?
I played at Russell Square Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I played at Besma.
You're from the hood.
I'm from the hood a little bit. Just a little bit.
Are you excited about this season? I mean, it's the first season after the whole pandemic thing, and we're still sort of in this pandemic.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think things went well for the most part last season.
As far as keeping people safe. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty chaotic last season.
Yeah.
I think this season, we kind of navigated our way last season. Going into this season, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, but we got a little bit more of experience of dealing with it, safety-wise, and, you know, social distancing and all that stuff. And I think it's going to be a good year. I think the parents got used to everything, how we were, you know, running the league and knowing what the kids can and can't do, what the parents can and can't do. How the board operates and how we were operating mm-hmm. during the pandemic. And, you know, I think kids are ready to play. I think the parents yes. are excited. I think, you know, restrictions are easing a little bit. You know, we got the people getting vaccinated. And so I think it's going to be an exciting year. I think it's going to be a good year. Hopefully everything is, you know, is run well, and just hope for the best. And
absolutely.
Hopefully everybody has fun and, you know, just a great year all around.
And Pete's going to be joining us on a couple of more of these podcasts and episodes once we get baseball going. So you better get used to that mic.
Oh, I will. I will.
He already is. He's a,
I like
he's
the
a
mic.
DJ. It's he's good. A DJ. Right now, like, have things slowed down in that sense? Like, are people,
Indiana's.
They don't care.
Indiana's Indiana. Indiana is Indiana. They've been going strong. No, but, you know, Illinois, things have shut down. A lot of parties were canceled, pushed back, and I kind of got used to not DJing now. And things are starting to pick back up a little bit more, mm-hmm. and, you know, jobs are starting to come through. And I'm still, like, I'm still iffy.
Right.
You know, it's like everything else, you know. Things have closed permanently. I don't know if things will ever go, you know,
back to the same.
And I don't know if I'll have the same energy, enthusiasm as I did.
Yeah.
That's what
pre-COVID,
I was going to ask. Is it something that you even want to do
exactly.
again?
Exactly. Like, I don't know if I have
you went a year not doing it, and it's like...
Yeah, I don't know if I have the energy or even the will, the want to do it, you know? It's like, I miss it at times, and then now it's just like...
But is it more
just
the music
on Instagram
that
Live and DJ that way.
Who does that on Facebook Live? What's his name?
Tim Spinashomer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The thing about that, it's like, it's hard because a lot of the songs, like the copyrights and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The first time that I went live, I only done it a few times. The first time I went live, my live got cut off a few times because of the music I was playing. Mm-hmm. So you try not to play mainstream music because as soon as they hear the melody, the beat, whatever, it cuts off. And even when I was able to finish my, you know, the mm-hmm. set, it says this cannot be shown in so many countries for whatever reason.
And even if you put that disclaimer, like, this music.
I do not own the rights to this music.
I
know. But you know what? It's the only thing that works because even, like, when we went to concerts, the other day I got alerted that two of my videos, they shut them down because of the concert.
Yeah.
And I put on there, like, look, it's a concert. I'll put the disclaimer if you need me to, and they put it back up. I put the disclaimer, and there you go. You know,
it's
I'm like, that's all I have. I haven't been to concerts in like a year and a half. I miss it all. No, but yeah. Well, I'm really excited for the season as well. You all are doing a great job out there. We're cheering you guys on from the concession stand.
Go! You're like, watch out for that thing over there.
Hey, we're taking care of you guys with food.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and yeah, we can't wait to have you on more episodes. We're going to be playing fun games on here, so that'll be cool too. keeping it fun here with Lee and Yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yay, we have another board member with us, Dave Piotrowski.
Hi, everybody.
Our Eastside Little League Vice President. He's a big shot here.
Not a big shot, just helping out, doing my part. Hi, everybody.
How are you doing, Dave?
All right, how are you?
So, Dave, I have to say, you are absolutely one of my favorites on the board. You are always, and I say always, in such a good mood and so pleasant. Like, I can't even tell when you're frustrated, for real. All these other crabby men over here.
No, stop.
So, no, just kidding. No,
and,
I'm just playing.
Not only is he so positive, but he's always so helpful.
Yes.
Thank you. We all do our share to help out for the community and the kids. And we're just trying to make it better so the kids have somewhat of a normal summer after this crazy stuff and school year and everything else.
How long have you been on the board?
I've been involved in the league on multiple boards since for about 10 years on and off.
Wow.
Different boards
mm-hmm.
from my previous son to my current mm-hmm. son that's playing right now.
Wow.
So he's 11 years old, so mm-hmm. he should be around for a few more years at least. But other than that, things are going kind of well. We're starting up a girls softball team this year.
I'm excited for that.
Trying to get it going from the base level. So we're starting off with 7, 8, 9 year olds mm-hmm. and maybe 6 year olds. Probably going to be playing in the Hegwisch League.
Okay.
Maybe have them cross over, come here and play. But we're trying to start off with a base from a young group and maybe build that up as well. And have the girls in the community have an opportunity to start off at softball. Play t-ball, play baseball, and go right into softball.
Yeah.
Learn the basics and then be ready for softball.
Yeah, I definitely would be interested for my daughter next year.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing her last year of t-ball this year. So I was going to just pull her out of baseball and just have her, you know, and dance and all this stuff, which I could still do dance and everything, but I would like for her to continue on with softball. That would be nice.
No, it's a cool thing because a lot of girls we get, you'll know from coaching and t-ball, they play t-ball, they mm-hmm. may play pee-wee, then they feel like there's nothing left for them.
Yeah.
Then they go to softball and they're kind of starting over
mm-hmm.
at softball because it is a bit different in regards to the way the game is played.
And all the other girls are already
skills,
at a different level.
And all the other girls, exactly, already have a few years' experience. So we can start them off at a small, younger age. And maybe we build it, or maybe we just build that level, and mm-hmm. we move on to, and if they go move on to the Hegwisch or Indiana or somewhere, then good luck and find with it, you know. But at least they're giving a base in the community to live in and helping to support us. We're helping to support the community and not leaving anybody out, trying to include everybody. So
Absolutely.
If you have any questions, if anybody out there has questions, come by, stop by, talk to a board member, and we can see if we can get your daughter involved in softball.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So not only are you involved with the Eastside Little League, I knew you before even the Eastside Little League, just working in the community because you are so involved with the area, you know? How long have you lived on the Eastside?
I grew up in the Vets Park community. I went to Sacred Heart Church. So in the ward, I lived here my whole life.
Wow.
I've been living on the Eastside right now since I got married 12 years ago.
What is your favorite past and or present restaurant in the area?
My current favorite place on the East Side community ward area would be, I'd probably say San Francisco.
Okay.
I also enjoy the Fish House on 95th Street.
Oh, yes, yes. That is, I've seen the line, especially right now during
the line during COVID's crazy.
It goes
on the whole hill.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Hopefully we get to hear more from you during the season.
Yes, we will. We will. Thank you for all your help as well.
Thank you
very much, guys.
When his son was playing in the Pee Wee division, his oldest son.
How old is he now?
25.
31.
Oh,
wow. How old is
he? 31. That was Nicholas.
Paul.
No, Paul wasn't down there. But
Paul played down there. He played on the Yankees.
So next I have two of my favorite board members.
Long-time board
members. Bob and Double D. Guys, come over here. Don't be scared of the mic. Don't be scared.
Okay.
Let us know how long have you been on the board?
Over 25 years. 25 years.
25 years?
25 years.
Wow, look at you. It's as old as I am. Ah, I'm just kidding. I wish. Close enough. No. What have you seen?
You know what they say, age before beauty? So if you want to take that one, that's fine.
Age before beauty.
We're definitely taking beauty.
We're taking beauty.
Huh?
So I, you know, what are some of the changes that you've seen throughout the year? Some of the changes that have, some improvements that y'all have done throughout the years?
Tons. A lot of them.
A lot of changes.
From cards at registration to computers.
When I started back, when I came on board, him and I came on board together. When I came on board, I became the player agent.
I was the player agent before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was a player agent for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. Something about when I became the player agent, they used to do the registration with cue cards.
Oh.
So can you imagine that?
Oh my gosh. And
it was hardly, it was kind of hard to do record keeping. You didn't know what a particular player did the previous year, the previous season.
Yeah.
So we updated everything to electronically.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we ended up buying that registration software called LeagueWorks.
Mm-hmm. LeagueWorks.
LeagueWorks. We brought it up. On top of it, we were not online. We were not on the internet. We didn't. Nobody knew where the Eastside Little League was. So we did all of that. We
introduced the neighborhood.
We introduced the world to the neighborhood.
Okay, there you go.
Really. Back in the day, mm-hmm. Eastside Little League reigned in District 7, reigned in Region 4. Most of our teams were very successful in dominating at that those two entry levels, which is the district level, the regional. We've had teams that have made it all the way up to the state level.
Wow.
We had one team, I believe, that made it to the regionals. Out of this league, we had produced two major league players. Major leagues.
Really?
One of them is going to be here opening day. Cesar Carrillo.
Look at that.
Came out of this league here.
Well, there was a lot of kids that made it to at least the minor level of MLB, but they got injured.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of players that came out of this league.
You know, primarily what we concentrate is trying to steer the kids into good schools.
Yes.
And
whether they play baseball or not, but at least it can open doors
baseball,
for them. Baseball can open the door.
Yeah, baseball is secondary to us. You know, we try to model our kids to be good citizens.
Yeah. I think it's great. This organization has been one of the longest standing organizations on the Southeast Side, right?
When him and I came on, on board, the demographics were a little bit different.
Okay.
So there wasn't that many Hispanics playing in the league because it was changing over.
Sure.
There wasn't that many. So it was, you know, one goes with the other, you know. There wasn't that many Hispanic kids in the league itself.
Yeah.
And then as the league changed, a lot of these kids were able to integrate into the.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So are you both been here all your life in the area?
I was born and raised, but left for about 10 years in the military.
And then came back?
Yeah, okay. I'm born and raised on 99th Street in Avenue L.
Look at you.
I'm originally from South Chicago. My son actually played in another successful...
Russell Square.
Russell Square Park. That's where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
And that, believe it or not, that was a park district. But that little league was very successful. They had a lot of talent, a lot of raw talent down there.
And there still is, I bet, but it's just they don't play over.
But they're not as organized as they used to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Not at all.
What is your favorite past or present restaurant in the area? And I'm talking about, it could be South Chicago, Northwest Indiana.
Mexican Inn?
Were those even Mexican tacos? Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just playing because I never had Mexican Inn, so I can't speak on it.
Well, back in the day when I was coming about, I'm talking about in the 80s, you know, South Chicago was predominant. So you had a lot of restaurants. Most of the Mexican restaurants and pizzerias that you hear in Highland and all of these areas, they started right there. Capri started over there. Pepe's Tacos started over there. There were washers. Don Pedro's, they all started
in South. Don Pedro's was out in
South. Yes, he was a dishwasher.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So which one is yours? Which one's your favorite?
I was trying to patronize all of them.
You asked me for a favor. That's a favor. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
I try to patronize most of the little businesses in the community to keep them.
What is your go-to right now? Like, what is your go-to place? Like, I know our go-to place is, my husband is Gina's Chicken. And Mexican, I really like the Tacos Castillo. On that little corner right there where they, where...
Well, we do.
No,
we,
it's on 103rd and 103rd and Ewing, is it?
We do Gina's Chicken, we do Caprice, you know.
Caprice is still good, even though it's in Indiana, but the people from South Chicago, it, I think some of the owner that's out there now.
Little did you know, that hot sauce that is predominant now that they
the
sell
Hainese
it.
The Hainese hot sauce?
That started in Hainese.
Didn't it start in Hainese?
It started in Lunkers. Excuse me. It started in Lunkers.
In Lunkers? Lunkers really?
Chicken started that.
I did not know that.
The guy that actually came up with
the Hector's hot sauce, no? Isn't it Hector's hot sauce?
It's that,
or what's it called? Quality, some quality.
Yeah, he's a, used to be a fireman. Reyes, his last name.
Wow.
He's the one that concocted that hot sauce, and that was it.
And it's funny because if you go to like the north side of Chicago, they don't know it, but... It's like a
but that's where I was raised. That's where I was born, on 92nd and Brandon, right across from there, back in the day.
Yeah, that goes great with Doritos. Doritos and chicken. I think that's the perfect
but sauce. South Chicago was it. At one time, they had more businesses.
It was booming.
It didn't matter what time of year. Yeah, because of the steel mills.
Yeah.
It is very sad when you drive down South Chicago. They have tried.
It's hard.
But it's kind of hard when you don't have a political influence in the cities to infuse the capital.
We need our leaders to care, or the leaders up above to care about us. But hopefully.
And business.
But right now, the Eastside Little League is booming. It's looking great. I'm really excited for this season. Thank you all both for all your hard work that you guys have put in for many, many years and continue to put in.
And many, many boards.
And many, many boards.
And many, many boards.
And many, many more years to come.
I don't know about that. This is getting to be tiresome.
I know you guys are tired. You guys work really hard, but...
Dan was the president of this league.
We're the ones that started
we started.
501(c).
We did all of it.
Yeah.
You see that sign over there that says Eastside Little League?
It should say Bob Calatayud and Dan De La Garza. That's what it should say.
You see that sign that's posted over there? Yeah. Our logo? Well, guess where that came from?
Where?
Bob Calatayud.
There you go. See? Double D and Bob. Thank you so much. We're going to be doing this a lot more during the season since we're going to be here in the concession stand. So it's going to be like kind of like checking in with the Eastside Little League. So you guys can... chime in our segments. It'll be fun giving updates. It'd be kind
keeping the community updated.
Is Dan gonna be able to do his rendition of Let the Dogs Out?
That has to be a must.
Are you gonna give him
that
a
has to be a must?
100%.
That has to be a must.
Double D.
Thank you, Double D. Thank you, Bob. That, Lila and I are gonna check out. Thank you all so much. And yeah, hasta la próxima.
What else do you want to know about South Chicago?
There's so much that I want to know.
Coffee with cinnamon. Café con café.